Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80th Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi here with Neo Sora and Bill Kristen for the film Ryuki Sakamoto Opus. First of all, I need to thank you personally for the film because you gave the world the opportunity of watching Ryuki for the one last time, playing all his best music. And how was it, the building of the film? I was convincing him, to do this, knowing that it would have been his last appearance.
Actually, it came the other way around because it was his and his team's idea to do it. So there was no convincing that we had to do.
It's really wonderful and painful at the same time to watch. Wonderful because the music, it is wonderful. Painful because you know that it's the last time that you can see him and that there would be no longer music by him. Did you get this sensation while you were filming it? So was this kind of ultimate quality of the film influencing your way of filming it?
Of course, we all were very aware of the fact that this could be his last performance while we were shooting it. But, you know, when we're actually there with him and he's playing so in such a lively way with so much energy, you don't necessarily think about that too much as we were filming him. And so I don't know if it influenced it too much, although, of course, there was a sense of fatality to the project to begin with.
I think for us, he couldn't do a lot of takes, so there was the attention to being prepared to capture everything that occurred, and I think that sort of focus and attention finds its way into the final film.
It looks like he was getting more relaxed while the performance was going on. At least he was smiling at the end. It was more into the event itself besides what was happening around him. Was it true? I mean, did you feel that he was enjoying it more and more while it was going on?
Perhaps. I think, you know, when you get into the groove of shooting over the course of 8 or 9 days, you get to, you're more used to how the day goes, and so there could be a little bit of that. But at the same time, there's a remarkable ability for Sakamoto to just switch off everything when he's playing the music. And I think you can tell in the film as well that there are just moments where he's just purely enjoying the music as he's playing it. And I think those kinds of things just allows him to bring up a lot of energy from his body that was a little bit frail. Yeah.
In terms of image, how did you work? Because I mean, you were in a studio, so there was a very restricted possibilities of shooting because it was, I mean, those were the spaces. How did you work together with Neo as a DOP to capture it in this way? Also, I noticed a lot all the specific, particulars on the glasses, the stand. Everything was very thoughtful.
Thank you very much.
So, how was the creative process visually?
We went through every song beforehand because Neo incredibly got the set list early enough for us to do so, and then started planning sequences of long takes. And then once we saw the space, we realized that one of the only possibilities for lighting was to get sort of a balloon light that had to be shipped from Singapore. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to kind of make our plan. And then because we only recorded a few songs per day, we could dial the lighting and the camera movement very specifically for each song to kind of capture the physicality and the presence to the best of our ability.
I see. How many days did you shoot?
8 or 9. I believe 9.
And how many takes per song, if it can be said?
Between 1 to 3.
Yeah. I mean, I was curious to ask you if the set list was played in the right, and you shot in the right order of the set list, or the editing was like mixed up.
It was largely played in the order, but there were certain instances where the setting of the camera for two songs that comes not in order just dictated the fact that he should play it out of sequence. And so there were some, but largely speaking, it was very much in order.
You know, at the screening yesterday, the press screening yesterday night, was like a religious silence. It was like a mystical experience for everybody. And very rarely at the end of people was applauding and people stayed there until the very end of the credits. So probably we needed to take it in, you know. Mm-hmm. It was really something kind of magical. So thanks a lot for that.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot to Neo Sora and Bill Kirsten, specifically director and DOP of Ryuki Sakamoto Opus here from the Venice Festival. Thanks again. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.